My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Our buddy, TJ Reeves. I've known TJ for many, many years. He has been on the sideline for the Bucks for a couple of decades almost at this point. TJ, it is great to have you on G&D here in the nation's capital as we scout Tampa Bay. How are you?
Always great to be with you, my friend. And yes, I used to always call you the young Jedi back 20 years ago when we were working together, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. I can't get away with that anymore. You're not you're the full-on Jedi now.
There's gray in his beard, TJ. I can see it from right here.
He's got the beard. He's got kids. The young thing doesn't work anymore for that. And, yeah, you and I have been around each other for a while, and this is year 20 for me with the Buccaneers on the sideline. And looky here, Washington Commanders and the beginning of the Jaden Daniels era comes to Tampa Bay this weekend, guys.
Going to be fun. So let's start with this. The Bucs last year were pretty good and made the playoffs and won the division and put up a decent fight in the playoffs. Why aren't people picking them to win the South again?
Great question. And a year ago, everybody crapped on this team and thought they were going to have an awful season. Salary cap hell, post Tom Brady. You know, Baker Mayfield's been passed around like the offering plate at church. Nobody wants him. All these different subplots. And you know what they did? They put their head down. They won the opening game in Minnesota. They won the week 3 game in New Orleans that both turned out to be big, and won some key games at the end of the year, blowing out Jacksonville, beating Green Bay at Green Bay. And what do you know, won the division. When a lot of people on the record thought 3 wins, maybe 4 wins, they end up winning 9 games, and they end up winning a playoff game. So now we come back around to this year, and I agree with you. I don't understand why there's more run being given to an Atlanta team that's got a first-year coach. We love Raheem Morris. They've got some pieces. They've added Kirk Cousins, who you guys are familiar with, but what version of Kirk Cousins are they getting at this point? I don't understand it either, why they're getting more run than the team that's won the division each of the last 3 years and has a lot of the same players back from all 3 of those teams, guys.
TJ, I want to go deep dive on this defense here because obviously we're focused on Jaden Daniels and the revamped offense. So I want to go to your defense first. There's a player in all 3 layers that I think is outstanding. Vita Vea, one of the best at his position there at nose, D-tackle, whatever you want to call it. Levante David is still a badass. And then Antoine Winfield's a star. Where is this group vulnerable? Where can they maybe be had? And do you think Washington has what it takes to have it?
That's a great point you make, because in talking with Todd Bowles this week, the Buccaneer head coach, we talked about that middle of the defense, straight through the middle of the defense with Vea, David, and Winfield may be one of the best defensive players in the NFL that gets no attention, really, because he plays in Tampa Bay. He doesn't play for the Cowboys. He doesn't play for the Steelers, you know, the high marquee teams like in New York or in L.A. But Antoine Winfield is a tremendous hitting safety, great ball skills in terms of interceptions, fumbles caused, So he'll be a disruptive force. The real key is what you alluded to. What about the outside? What about on the ends? Are they going to contain Jaden Daniels if he goes to take off? Are they going to be disciplined or not? The Bucks are very aware that Daniels can burn you with his feet, and he may elect on more than one occasion to do the safe thing, which is, okay, I'm going to tuck it and go try to get 5, 10, or more yards, as opposed to stay in the pocket and take a big-time hit trying to deliver the ball. So the Bucks better be ready for Daniels to get outside of those guys you were talking about and try to make something happen.
TJ, remind me, just as a refresher from the offseason, what have they lost in terms of key departures and then big additions? Who came in?
So basically they re-signed the most prominent guys. Mayfield, at the top of that list, signed a 3-year deal. Again, he played for basically quarterback minimum wage last year, $4 million. We'd all love to make $4 million, but in quarterback money, that's not very much. So he did get a significant raise. Key's back. You re-signed Mike Evans when a lot of people thought he would walk as an unrestricted free agent. He agreed to a new 2-year deal. The left tackle, Tristan Wirfs, is due to be a free agent at the end of this year. They gave him a new massive deal. Winfield could have walked, guys, after a great year as a safety, a Pro Bowl year, he re-signed. So even though the Bucks didn't go outside the building, even though they didn't go outside the 813 area code, they had a really good year in free agency bringing those guys back. And I can't say there's a significant loss. Devin White, the linebacker, the former number one pick, was really playing poorly for a lot of last year. He left to go to the Eagles. But he's not even playing for the Philadelphia Eagles right now. He's on the bench. They didn't even bring him to Brazil tonight. So I don't know that the Bucks have a significant loss off the team, and they did bring back some guys that are going to be keys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
TJ Reeves with us here, breaking down the Bucks at Bucks sideline guy, joins us here on Grant and Danny. Let's go to the offense. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. I am not a Mayfield guy. I feel like you guys got that honeymoon Mayfield. That's as good. That's the best version of Mayfield, and I'm not sure it's going to get that good again. What's the vibe?
Are you trying to put me in a bad mood on a Friday and just kibosh the season that I'm not getting better Baker Mayfield a year later?
A little bit, because we've been doing this for decades. Like, you guys got like the casual Tom Brady Super Bowl and some other stuff. We've been starving in the desert for like 1,000 years, and I'm just looking for a morsel. But what's the vibe on Baker Mayfield down there? It sounds like you guys are more bullish.
He has done all of the right things. He is fantastic to deal with on and off the air. And you're right. You could read into that, okay, he's got to be on his best behavior. He was on his fourth team in 3 years after the Browns said no thanks and traded him to Carolina. Carolina cut him. And then the Rams picked him up, and he didn't re-sign with the Rams. People are going, what's going on? But I think this guy realizes he's got a chance to put a stranglehold on this job and develop a legacy over the next 2 or 3 seasons beyond just last year. I love his moxie. He is a leader. They follow him. Evans, Chris Godwin, Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, is probably his best friend, his pass protector. They love this guy. So for right now, it is a honeymoon phase, and let's see what happens. Because certainly in Cleveland, he did make the playoffs in Cleveland, but he didn't have near the talent on offense that he has down here to be able to do it again. So So let's see if he can do it again.
A career high 28 touchdowns to go against 10 interceptions last year in his first 4,000-yard passing season for Baker Mayfield got him paid in Tampa Bay. How about the guys he's throwing it to? I know Mike Evans is back. We were kind of kicking around how much he's got left today. He goes for 1,000 every year. And last year, his numbers were awesome. 79 for 1,200, led the NFL with 13 touchdowns. Chris Godwin seems like the linchpin in that receiving room right now, kind of more still in his prime. But what about Jalen McMillan, who they drafted? Who else do we have to pay attention to from a weaponry standpoint?
And as for Evans, he had a tremendous second half of the season. Spectacular catch and run against Carolina, a couple of other huge catches for touchdowns in a couple of other games down the stretch of the season. So Mike is one of the premier receivers still in the NFL. Godwin is kind of an underneath guy, and he was a little disappointed last year that he wasn't utilized as much as an outside receiver. He's gone back to the slot, and you mentioned the name Jalen McMillan, rookie from the Washington Huskies. He's a guy that was catching a ton of passes and touchdowns from Michael Penix at Washington as they got all the way to the national title game, and McMillan has turned heads here in Tampa Bay and is going to be on the field probably a lot in game number one as the third receiver. We believe that, so let's see if McMillan delivers early. I'm giving a little – I think everybody's pretty much done their draft by now because the season started last night, but Jalen McMillan may be available out there. Little sleeper fantasy advice with Grant and Danny on a Friday. Jalen McMillan, Buccaneers, third receiver.
I like it, TJ. By the way, Godwin, 83 grabs, which sounds like a ton, but he had 104 the year before that, 98 before that. But he did go for over 1,000 for a third straight year, fourth out of five seasons for Tampa Bay. Last campaign, TJ Reeves here.
Buccaneer receivers are no joke, my friend. You know that. They are no joke.
Well,
the Commanders will have their hands full.
That's an issue here.
Washington's corners are a joke, so that's not a good exchange necessarily.
That's not a good mix.
Exactly.
That is not a mix that you want right now, yes.
How about, though, one area we talked about on the field, they didn't lose a lot player-wise. I do think Dave Canales is really good, and he's now the head coach in Carolina. He was the play caller in the OC, for people that don't know that. It kind of was a quarterback whisperer with Baker, who raved about him all year. Tell me about Liam Cohen, their new OC, and whether or not you agree that the Canales loss could loom large.
Well, it's significant because you got to start over, and it's a different offense and different terminology. Now, interesting, Mayfield was with Liam Cohen and Sean McVay in L.A. for the final four games of the season 2 years ago, 2022 season after Carolina. They mutually agreed. Baker said, I'm not going to re-sign here. You're not playing me. Can I go somewhere else? Because the Rams were in need of a quarterback, and he spent time for about 5 weeks with Liam Cohen. Cohen then left and became the offensive coordinator at the University of Kentucky, and they had a really good season last year, including being able to run the football. Now, this is the first opportunity for him to be the play caller for the Buccaneers after Sean McVay was the play caller, even though he was the coordinator out in L.A. And people are interested in this offense. They're interested in how much zone blocking and kind of bootlegs that you're going to see. You didn't see any of that a year ago. We saw a little taste of it in the preseason. It will be fascinating, and it may be a work in progress for a little bit, but at least Mayfield and Cohen have an existing relationship, guys.
TJ, how's this offensive line? I view them as good. I think some of the grading sites and people that do that sort of thing don't view them maybe as kindly more middle of the pack, but I feel this is a good group here with the center draft in the first round, and I'm a big Tristan Wirfs guy, but I guess he's going to be playing on the left more. Give me your thoughts on this O-line and where they are coming into the season.
They had to address center, and the kid is Graham Barton out of Duke, who is a monster. He's won the starting job, not unexpectedly, as the number one pick, and they love him for his run blocking. Interesting that Barton played left tackle his final year at Duke, but he had been a center the first couple of years at Duke. He was an all-everything center out of Nashville, Tennessee, Brentwood, Tennessee. And unlike the three of us, he got into Duke. So there we go. and now is a number one pick, and they've got big expectations on him. I think we're all fascinated down here against Dan Quinn's defense. Can they establish a ground game? One of the knocks on the Buccaneers is the ground game has basically been non-existent. Even in the Brady Super Bowl year, it was not great. It was only good at times with Leonard Fournette. So let's see if the Bucs can establish some things on the ground. And again, it may be a work in progress with the line and the new offense here, but they're very excited about Graham Barton, the number one pick at center.
TJ, last one for me, just broad brushed in the division. We started by asking why they aren't the favorites. How do you like their chances, and what do you make of the other clubs in the South?
What am I supposed to say on the show when I'm the Bucks sideline guy? I love the Bucks' chances. Of course I do. New Orleans is a threat. Derek Carr obviously is there now for a second year. That's a tough place to play. But again, I say the Buccaneers went in there and won in the Superdome early on in the year. There are going to be some marquee games. There's a Thursday night game right away in October, early October, Buccaneers at Falcons. And Raheem Morris, again, is the former Buccaneer head coach. Raheem Morris was the defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl with the Rams. Now he's the Falcons head coach. That's going to be an interesting situation. Carolina's a mess. Dave Canales, good luck to you for year number one with a lack of talent. But it's still going to be knockdown, drag-out, Buccaneers, Saints, Falcons.
Write me a headline or two here. If it does go Washington's way, TJ, how did it happen? What's kind of the script, do you think?
Buccaneers turn the ball over. Buccaneers make defensive mistakes, and the Commanders take advantage with big plays. Those are two things that give Washington a chance to win. If the Buccaneers take care of the football, if they don't allow Jane Daniels to make plays with his feet, let the big play happen, it should be a good day in Tampa Bay for another opening win. By the way, Buccaneers have never, ever, this is the 49th year of Buccaneer football, have never won on opening day 4 years in a row. They're going for that Sunday. Only one other time have they won three opening games in a row. That was 79, 80, and 81 before the young Jedi was on the planet.
That's right.
The last time the Buccaneers did that.
TJ,
so let's see.
By the way, we got listeners headed to the airport going to Raymond James Stadium, which is one of my favorites in football. Love the place. Any tips, any pointers? Where should they be spending their time? Where should they be dining?
Bring the sunblock and hydrate up, because even for a 4 o'clock kick, it is going to be hot. It is going to be humid. The Commanders will be in the dark jerseys, so let's see how they hold up physically. But look, what is there not to like down here? I mean, you got the beach, you got the weather, you got great seafood. Come enjoy until you tee it up with the Buccaneers at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and then we'll see what happens.
TJ, really appreciate the insight, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Boys, behave. Great to be with you, and we're happy to have the NFL back.
You and me,
yes,
both.
Sir.
Great to hear your voice again. There's TJ Reeves. Bucks sideline is where he'll be on Sunday during the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.